Department in Ventura County.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'd like to report a sighting.
Okay.
And he says that he just observed a silver saucer-shaped object that had no lights and appeared to come directly off of the ground and zoom down toward his car.
Okay. Did you have his address by any chance?
Yeah, but he doesn't have an actual address. He's on a road on a farm.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's hard to describe.
Okay.
The sighting happened in the area of Sturgis Road and Las Posas Road in Camarillo area.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll get on it.
Okay. He said if you wanted to call him personally, he'll be there for the next about, he'll be there all night long.
Fine. Will do.
Okay. Fine.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Right. I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Uh-huh.
We understand you had an experience tonight.
Yeah.
Would you like to describe it for us?
Yeah. We were coming home from, we have this, like, hamburger chain out here called Mirrors.
Yes.
And we were coming home from it, and I live out in the country. And we were coming down the road before you get to my driveway, and like halfway down it, we were driving slow because I wanted to listen to a tape.
Right.
Before I got home, I was in a friend's car, and all of a sudden this, you know, saucer type thing lifted off the ground and like zoomed right across the front of our car. I mean, we almost hit it.
And how close do you think it came?
I swear, this guy just got the goosebumps all over. Like, 10 feet at the most.
Okay.
I mean, and we both saw it, and, you know, it's not like, you know, it's not like seeing a shooting star, one person seeing it. I mean, we saw this thing, and I mean, it was close.
Okay, now, what shape did this thing have? Could you actually see the construction?
It happened so fast. It was like, it sort of looked like an egg shape, but I remember, you know, the thing happened so fast.
Right.
It was like it's like the thing didn't expect us to be coming down the road or something. I don't know. And it was silver colored. It was metal, you know, colored.
Right.
And like it didn't have any lights on it. And I mean, like when our car lights hit it, that's, you know, when we saw it. And my friend, who is a very stable person, refused to drive me down my driveway. And I have a lot of dogs. And I said, I raised Afghan hounds. And I said, I have to go down there. I said, if, you know, there is someone out there, I said, they could be doing something to them.
Right.
Or had done something, you know. So I said, I have to go down there. Because I live down, it's like I live down a road that you have to drive down for like a mile. And she was just beside herself. And I mean, she tore out of here. I got out of the car, and luckily my whole house was surrounded by chain linking fencing. And she just tore off.
Okay.
But we definitely saw something. And I mean, it wasn't someone throwing a trash can or a frisbee or any of that stuff. We saw something. And I have never believed, you know, in this. And, you know, God, I have, you know, this is really... I'm just a nervous wreck.
Okay. Now, did that object, I understand you only saw it just for, what was it, a few seconds?
Yeah.
Almost okay. Was it carrying any kind of lights at all?
No. Well, you know,
all you could see was just a metal surface?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How about size? Any idea how big it was?
You know, it wasn't real big. It was about the size of, I'm trying to think. I would say, maybe 10 feet long.
Okay.
You know, somewhere in there. It wasn't a real big thing. You know, it's not like, you know,
right.
A huge...
Now, you definitely saw this thing as though it was lifting off of the ground.
It lifted off, and then, you know, it came like across. I mean, if they had been going faster, if we had been slower, we would have probably hit.
Uh-huh. This came right across the front of you, right?
Right across the street.
If it was sitting in or wherever it was sitting.
Uh-huh. See, it could have been visible if it had not lifted off.
Right, that's what I was going to ask.
Because, see, what it is, see, my father owns all the fields around here. He's a rancher. And they had just planted celery there by seed. So it had just, the field was covered with just a light thing of weeds, you know, just maybe a couple inches tall because of that big rain we had out here. And so the thing would have been seen if it had not moved.
Okay, have you checked that spot yet?
No, God, I wouldn't go back there for my life depending on it.
Okay.
The police, I've called the police.
Okay.
And I told them exactly, you know, in the area where it is. And no, I would not go back there. I will, you know, tomorrow when it's light, but I'm, you know, this really scared me.
Well, I can imagine. That's a close call.
No, it really. I have goosebumps all over my body. I've had them since this happened, and I'm freezing.
Okay. Did you see or have any problems with your car when this thing went by? How was it? Did it interfere with the engine at all?
No, sir.
Okay. Hear any sound?
No, because we had the tape going.
Right. Okay.
Because you said they're going to think we're crazy. And we have not been drinking. We had Coke, you know.
Okay. Would you talk to one of our investigators if he came by?
Yes, sir.
We have one right there in Oxnard.
Uh-huh.
He's a school teacher by profession.
Uh-huh.
And he's well-versed in this subject.
Yeah, no, I'll see for someone.
Okay, now, if anyone other than the police contacts you, I don't know, I mean, I don't know whether that got out on the air or not. The newspapers do a lot of monitoring.
Uh-huh.
But we would appreciate it if you would just remain mum until
we get a
chance to complete this investigation, because if it gets out that something landed out there, you're going to have half of the Oxnard population in there.
Yeah. No,
and I'll have him contact you right away.
Okay, fine.
And would it be okay if we get back to you if we need more information?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, we sure appreciate your calling us.
You're welcome.
Or talking to us.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.